Three, two, one. Welcome to the Kid Ministry Collective Podcast. My name's Tom Bump, and I'm your host. This is a special edition of the KMC Podcast. I just recently had the opportunity to be a special guest on the YM Sidekick Podcast, hosted by my friend Tom Pounder. Tom does a fantastic podcast for youth ministry workers and leaders alike, and invited me to come on and talk about Orange Conference 2020. Both of us serve as Orange Blog, part of the Orange Blogging team, and it's Orange Bloggers Week as we kick off that week, and wanted to share some of our thoughts about Orange Conference. But he also gave me an opportunity to also talk about KMC coaching, which is pretty cool too. So take a listen, enjoy this episode of the KMC and YM Sidekick. All right, with me right now is Tom Bump. Tom, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. It's good to talk to another Tom.
Yeah, exactly. I was gonna make the joke about the Toms, but you know, we're the two Toms here, you know.
So, yes.
Although we have different tastes in college football teams, because you're a Michigan Wolverine guy and I'm a Penn State Nittany Lion guy, so there's a problem.
Well, you know, I will say I'm married to a Spartan. Oh, and my daughter is a Nittany Lion.
Oh, so, my gosh.
We have the Big Ten well repped in our house. But we are definitely a house divided. Some weekends there's two or even three TVs going with three different games on if we're all running a noon game. Like last weekend, my daughter got mad because I wouldn't keep flipping back and forth between the Penn State and the Michigan games.
Well, the Michigan game happens. That last week, the Michigan game was a lot more close than the Penn State game was.
Yes, it's going to be another painful year for Michigan fans. That's just my thing. I'm lowering the bar of expectation way down right now. I'll put it that way.
I try to lower the bar with Penn State a lot, and then when they start winning, I'm like, this is going to be great, and then I get disappointed. So it's like, oh, crap. So, you know, it's one of those things.
Yeah.
All right. We're not here to talk about Michigan or Penn State or college football, although we could probably talk about that for a long time. We're here talking some ministry, and in particular, we're going to talk about the Orange Conference. But before we get into that, Tom, just share with people. This is your first time on my podcast, which I'm sorry it's taken this long, but share with people a little bit about who you are and how you're involved in ministry.
Yeah. Well, I have been in well over 30 years now. Grew up in the church. My dad was a pastor. So I grew up around the church and was just loving every bit of part of that. I mean, knowing that God called me into ministry at a young age, I was determined to go and speak to whoever. I never felt like God called me to one area of ministry, but really just said, I want you to go and speak my words. And so I've done children's ministry. I've done student ministry. I've done both at the same time. I've been, an interim senior pastor for a short time.
Oh, wow.
Actually twice in two different churches. For over a year, ran, it was a small church, and so I was not only doing the senior preaching duties and leading, but also doing student ministry as well. So it was kind of a crazy time in my life, but God was good through all of that. And so been doing that for a long time, but most of my life's been really focused in children's ministry, and so I started a Kid Ministry Collective Facebook group and a Kid Ministry Collective podcast, and so I've been involved in a lot of different things with kid ministry and building the kingdom, and so I love doing it. I love networking. Love hanging out with you. It's always fun.
Yeah, and again, the way you and I got connected was through the Orange Conference. You also blog, so talk to me briefly about your blog and podcast real quick.
Well, yeah, I've probably been more faithful at the podcast than the blog. I'm not much of a writer, although I am working on a book, and it's been a grind, a big grind. I started blogging, and then came across, there was an internet radio show called Kidmin 1124. It used to be on Blog Talk Radio. So it was a live radio show, internet radio show that, a group of kid ministers were doing. Barbara Graves, one of our Orange specialists, was on it with a number of other friends of mine. And eventually I got invited to be on it. And then as time went on, I ended up taking the program over. The guy who was running it said, I can't keep doing this anymore. Would you like to take over and start a new program? So Kid Ministry Collective radio show started. We did a bunch of episodes live every Thursday night. A guy named Ron Brooks, who's another Orange blogger, Ron and I led it together. Then Ron stepped aside from ministry, full-time ministry. He's still very active in the children's ministry world and blogging and all of that. But he said, hey, why don't you start a podcast with the same thing? And so KMC Podcast started and had been rocking and rolling ever since. My blog kind of hit and miss. So I'm definitely more of a podcaster now than a blogger, but I still try to keep my blog active. TomBump.com, and but it's been a lot of fun. I love doing. Orange gives us this opportunity to serve and to help get the word out about what they're doing, and I do love what the Orange strategy and I love going to the Orange conference. It's always a blast. So
see, look at that. You're such a podcaster because you transitioned very well, and I'm the one interviewing you. Okay, so good. Since you brought it up, let's get into the Orange Conference here. What was your first experience with the Orange Conference? How long have you been going to the Orange Conference?
Wow, man, it's been a long time. At least 8 years, I would think, somewhere in there. When I first went, I know we were like at 3,000 people maybe at the conference at the most. Yeah. And that was huge.
Yeah.
It's been a while. My first experience, it blew me out of the water. A friend of mine brought me, he had been volunteering. He had gone to some of the very first conferences, and was really sold on it. And was like, man, you got to get to this. And so he actually brought me with him. Had a free ticket, so I came and walked into the arena. And from the very first opening, I think it was I'm drawing a blank. The guy he came riding in on a motorized toilet. I can't remember his name now. That's terrible. He was like co-hosting with Reggie all the time. It was awesome. But anyway, it was just. The whole thing just blew me away. The quality of the worship, the speakers on the main stage and the breakouts were just really spot on. So it got me hooked. I mean, I was literally like, all right, this is going to be one of my mainstay conferences every year. There's a few that I try to jump around to, but that's Orange Conference is one I do my best to get to every single year.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%. There's a bunch of, again, my background's student ministry, so there's a bunch of student ministry conferences that I've enjoyed going to, but the one that I make a priority to go to every year, and I think over the last 8 or 9 years, I've only missed one, and that caused me a lot of pain missing that one, but I've really enjoyed going to the Orange Conference, and it's something that I love to go to. So tell me again, let's break this down a little bit more. What is it that you really how do you benefit going to the Orange Conference? What encourages you by just going there and making it a priority to be there?
Yeah, I think for me, the networking conversations that I have. I mean, there have been years where conversations that I've had in the hallways, standing in the coffee line, have brought me just as big a aha moments. As standing, sitting in a breakout room.
Yeah.
And I think that's the power of that conference. And they love it. I think anybody in Orange would be going, yeah, awesome. But you know, where other conferences might be freaking out at something like that. But Orange is okay with that idea. They want you to network. They want you to engage. And so I think for me, the one thing about Orange is that it allows you, I mean, I would love to see more time for that, but because the schedule is pretty packed. Yeah. But having the opportunity to really sit and be challenged, Orange always pushes the boundaries in my head and in my heart. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the things that they've done. There have been times where I get really uncomfortable and they're really pushing. Am I comfortable with where they're going? Do I like that? And I think that's good. I think as Christians, sometimes we play it so safe. We stay in the same circles. We don't let ourselves get stressed and pushed. Do I agree with everything they do? No, but we shouldn't, ever. I'm not fully drinking the orange Kool-Aid, you know, so to speak, but I'm so blessed that every year I go, they push and stretch me to think deeper, wider. And I like being challenged like that. And I think that's one thing they've done for me from day one that just blew me away.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I love Orange. I love everything that they do. And again, it is very challenging. It makes you think. And the idea, at least for me, is that I come home and I take rigorous notes, regardless of whether I was blogging for it or not. I always like to take notes about what I'm learning. But then how do you apply it into your context, and where does this apply, and what does it look like for you in your context? And so whether you're a small church or a big church, I always feel like there's something that you can get out of this conference and apply into your context.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah. You know, I served in a smaller church one of the first times that I was going, and then I ended up in a multi-site, and both contexts, I mean, it was crazy how they spoke and how I was able to connect with leaders in both contexts. And that's what I love about the conference, is that it doesn't matter where you are, how big your church is, where you live. I mean, man, they draw from all around the world. People from around the world come to this, and that is the coolest thing, to engage with people like that. And so, you know, their themes, the way they arrange their breakouts, they know how to do it. That's for sure.
Yeah, I agree. Well, this year, the conference for 2020 coming up will be, it's April 29th through May 1st. And the theme for this year is Every Generation Needs a New Revolution. And so we are operating under limited knowledge. We don't have the breakouts. We don't have the main session topics yet. But with this topic, what stands out to you about this? What excites you about going to this conference this year coming up?
Well, I love, as I was looking over some of the promo material, the idea of change. Mm-hmm. And I can already feel the tension. Yes. 'Cause I know how much Christians love to change. And if your listeners don't know me, that was totally dripping with sarcasm. and the thing is that we do have to start thinking about how fast, I mean, man, our world, just watch the news and you shake your head and go, wow, we are moving towards the end fast. Mm-hmm. The church has got to get ahead of this and start thinking ahead. So I think what's exciting for me this year, I mean, personally, when I saw Every Generation Needs a New Revolution, I'm like, I don't know if I like that title, I'll be open and honest with it, but when I read it more and I saw about the idea that, you know, change is inevitable, and are you ready for it? And is the church going to step up and fight for this generation? I love the theme. I can't wait to see what they do with it. I mean, last year, It's Personal was a big one, man. That one really resonated. And if you haven't gone to Orange Tour yet, there's still some going on. I would highly recommend you get to an Orange Tour location, take some people with you, so you can dialogue afterwards. But man, I can't wait to see how they bring this out, where their biblical basis is for their idea, because I do see that, you know, last year with Zacchaeus, was a powerful thing to think mm-hmm. about that story being so personal. So this year, looking at this idea of what did Jesus model? And he came in with something new, and he rattled the establishment. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah. Well, I agree. When I saw the title, the Every Generation Needs a New Revolution, I was like, I actually thought of the Tracy Chapman song, you know, the revolution is coming, but on a side note, but I think revolutions are really dictated by society a lot of times. And so what I'm really excited about and encouraged about is to see what Orange shares about how we as the church can start a revolution.
Right.
And what good can become of that, and how we can make an impact in our community. So I'm really like excited about it. I think let's be the leaders on a new revolution. And so that's what I get excited about that.
Yeah. Yep. Me too. And I think it's going to be interesting to see, like I say, how do they present the way, you know, I mean, just reading their promotional material, you know, that Jesus came in with that new revolution too, and he overturned traditions, and he questioned religious leaders, and he changed up outdated theology. That one I already made, I'm like, okay, yeah. What are they doing? Don't mess with theology, baby. You're good. Yeah. But he rallied people to love radically. That's going to be, obviously, those are those big questions that they're going to start tackling with us. And I think that's what we need. I do think children's ministry, student ministry, these kids are more focused. This is something that they want to make a change. They want to be different.
Yep.
They're looking for a way to make an impact on their world.
Yep.
And we need to focus it. Because if we don't, they're going to get swept up in some of these other causes that aren't really biblical causes, aren't really biblically focused the right way.
Yeah.
So why not take them and lead them the way Jesus led the new believers to go, in a radical different direction? So I think this is going to be, it's going to be a biggie, and it's an anniversary year, right? So there's supposed to be some big things coming this way.
Oh dang! I didn't realize that. So hey, okay, well that's good. I didn't realize that was good. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. So, all right. Well, Tom, I'm excited to be there. I'm excited about this, and I'm excited to see you again. It'll be nice to connect with you and catch up with you in person rather than just on the blogosphere or the podcast network. But before I let you go, though, you mentioned your podcast a little bit, so I want you to hit up that again, where people can find your podcast. But also, you're doing some coaching now, so talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah. Well, God has opened up a new season for me. I guess being a seasoned veteran of ministry, I'm not going to say I'm old, so seasoned veteran. God just has really put on my heart a passion for younger leaders and for helping them stay in ministry for the long haul. Being that I've grown up in the church and I've been around it, and I network a lot, I have a lot of conversations with a lot of leaders. I know there's a lot of leaders out there hurting and struggling. I know there's a lot of leaders that wrestle with maybe not always feeling as organized or as prepared as they could be, or understanding what steps they should take next. And God gave me a dream 2 years ago about starting a coaching ministry to help young leaders figure out things and how to take next steps and how to build a strategy for success and a strategy for growth for themselves and for their teams, but also how to ride the waves that come along in ministry. A friend of mine just did some research for her doctorate that talked about how a lot of leaders don't make it past year 5 and then they walk away completely from ministry. And I've seen that. You've heard the stories, Tom. You've been around ministry a long time too. I'm not calling you old. You're seasoned. You're seasoned. You're younger than I am, so you're not even close to as seasoned as I am. I'll put it that way. So, but I've just seen and heard of so many leaders that come in, and you know, you've been in the Facebook groups too, where you see leaders that are just broken and hurting and going, I'm ready to quit. I'm burning out. And I've been there. I've been in those areas. I was ready to walk away from ministry completely. I literally just one day almost shook my fist at God and said, okay, put me on the bench. I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm done. I'm tired of getting bit. I'm tired of having stones lobbed at me from my leaders. I'm tired of having sheep bite me. I'm just done. And God took me to the woodshed, so to speak, and my heart got some changes, and I got some counseling, and I got some help, and I got some coaching. I hired a coach, and that was a game changer for me. So God brought all that together 2 years ago, and I've been praying about it and working on it. And just recently, within this last few months, launched KMC Coaching.
Nice.
And KMC Coaching is not just for kids ministry leaders, even though it's branded KMC after a Kid Ministry Collective podcast, which you can find on all the podcasting listening things out there. Just felt like, okay, I need to start doing something full time. And so God's opened the door for me to be full time at this. And I've got openings for leaders where we customize the whole program to you. I don't have a set curriculum. There's no 10-step program, so to speak, but there are steps, and there's a very intentional process that I work through with each leader to help them in the areas that they need the most growth in. I even work with your senior leader a little bit so that together we're achieving the goals that we want, because I've told senior pastors, as I've talked to them, look, you can spend a little bit of resources getting some coaching for your leader now, or you can spend thousands of dollars searching for the next person to take over.
Yeah, that's true.
It makes more sense. You know, so to me, it's a stewardship thing. And I'm just tired of watching guys and gals walk away. And a lot of times when I tell them my story, they feel a lot better. So if you're hurting, if you're going through rough stuff, feel free to reach out. PT Bump on social media, or go to my website. There's a contact form there. I have no problem sharing my stories. God doesn't waste my pain. And I've had people that have come in thinking they've got it really hard, and then they hear my story, and then they're like, okay, I don't feel so bad.
And that's okay, I can do this.
And I'll never forget one guy called me, and he was really just groaning and moaning, and I'm letting him tell his story because that's what I'm there for. And he got done, and he's like, okay, that's it. I can't talk anymore. And he was broken, he was hurt, and I'm not making light of it. Yeah. But when I got done, he was like, wow, okay. Yeah. I can keep going. And I'm like, awesome. And we set up some things for him to help him get going. So I'm really excited about where God's going to take this. I always tell people I'm definitely not the most expensive coach out there. But I'm also not the right fit for everybody. And so if I'm not the right fit, I'll even tell you that and say, hey, here's some other coaches I would highly recommend, because there's some fantastic people out there, and there's some fantastic coaching programs. But I know there's some people out there that can use my help that are looking to have a conversation. And I'm here to start that conversation and keep it going. So you can look it up, kmccoach.net. It's not a fancy landing page. It's a work in progress. I'm not a techie like Tom. I'm learning a lot. But, if you're not in Digital Bootcamp, I'm going to give you a shout out. That Digital Bootcamp Facebook group has been a lifesaver for me. I'm learning so much.
Thanks, man.
That's actually helping me. I see a lot of stuff out there that doesn't help, but that Facebook group has been a big help for me on the text.
I appreciate that. It's always nice to hear that. So that keeps me going on that. So that I appreciate that.
Well, good. Yeah. Don't stop, 'cause I'm learning.
That's good. Well, Tom, it's great talking with you. And again, I'll have all his In the show notes, I'll have all his links so you can connect with him on social media. You can connect with the podcast as well as his coaching. Definitely check it out. I mean, you can't go wrong in checking out what Tom's got to offer. And so if you're looking for coaching, some encouragement, someone to talk to, I love talking to Tom. So I can vouch for him as a person and as a minister. So I would definitely encourage you to check him out and see what happens. So Tom, thanks so much for joining me today.
Good hanging with you, Tom. Can't wait to see you in the spring. Won't be far.
Yes, sir.
Let's start that revolution.
You've been listening to the Kids Ministry Collective podcast. We hope you've been informed, encouraged, and entertained for these few moments. If you'd like to connect with us, we encourage you to join the Kids Ministry Collective Facebook group or contact me on Twitter at PTBunk. We'd also love for you to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. It'd also mean a lot if you'd leave a review for us so that we can help others learn about this podcast. Our goal of the KMC comes from Proverbs 27:17. As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. We hope you'll join us again real soon for another KMC podcast.